Well, Congressman, you're known as someone who's not afraid to cross party lines to make a deal, yet this debate over the FAA with the mix of concern over union rules and the Rural Air Service did seem to fall on party lines.
What's happened is the issue of union rules is only something that they've tried to use to demagogue the issue and actually bait the media, who's fallen for that by even bringing it up. The extension had no provision whatsoever dealing with union rules.
But have you made a call, though, that for a permanent measure to be in place, the union issue has to be addressed?
Well, the union issue is one of six remaining major issues. And actually, I have offered to compromise, which the Democrats and the Senate have refused to do. The House passed a provision in their bill which eliminates the provision that the Obama appointees put in place after 75 years of requiring a majority of workers who are going to be represented. That would be, if there were 1,000, you'd have to have 501. They changed the rules to certify for a union that you only need a majority of whoever shows up. What they did also, which is unfair, is leave to decertify the extraordinary majority that they're protesting against. So I've been willing to compromise on the issue, even not take the House position, and they've demagogued that as trying to make that the forefront issue, when there are issues of pork subsidies for some limited number of airports. There are funding level issues. Mm-hmm. There are slot issues at Reagan National. There are other major pending issues.
Well, let me ask you, the union issue, though, is getting some traction. The Association of Flight Attendants, which is an airline industry union, has been protesting because a permanent funding measure for the FAA has not been passed yet. They followed you to an event you attended in Texas the other day and have been visiting your offices in Florida. What do you think about their concerns, and is this really a debate over union regulations and Rural Air Service?
I feel sorry for those folks because they've been duped into